Heat.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, March 20th. Currently with fair skies, it is 28 degrees. The humidity is 64%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.84. The dew point is 18 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Kansas man killed in Germany in World War II has been identified. J.P. Pizzette has more.
The remains of U.S. Army Sergeant Gregory V. Knoll have been identified and will be returned to Kansas for burial in July. Knoll was reported killed in action on November 7, 1944, while his battalion was trying to capture Schmidt, Germany. Despite several investigations, his remains were not found until 2021, when a historian determined that unidentified remains recovered in 1946 possibly belonged to Knoll. After DNA analysis, the remains were identified, and Knoll will finally be laid to rest in Garden City.
The Salina Fire Department on Friday announced that Battalion Chief John Gertson has passed away. Gertson worked for the department for 27 years as a firefighter and EMT, fire engineer, and fire captain. He'd been a battalion chief for the past 5 years. The department said funeral arrangements are pending. And Kansas State moves on to the Sweet 16. They'll take on Michigan State at 5:30 on Thursday. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Friday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas is receiving a $1 million one-year federal planning grant to support the transition of community mental health centers to become certified community behavioral health clinics, capable of treating mental health and substance abuse crisis through integrated physical and behavioral care. And the funding comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. In 2021, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill Substitute for House Bill 2208, which laid the groundwork to modernize the state's mental health system to meet communities' specific needs. With that bill, Kansas became the first state to pass legislation identifying the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics model as a solution to the mental health and substance use crisis. Since then, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services has been transitioning the state's 26 community mental health centers to Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics. Governor Kelly said the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics model is at the core of the work her administration is doing to help Kansans overcome addiction and improve mental health. And with this funding, more Kansans, including more members of the military and veterans, will receive mental health and substance use disorder treatment, primary care, and intensive services in their own communities. Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics are required to service anyone who requests care, including developmentally appropriate care for children, for mental health and substance use, regardless of the ability to pay, the place of residence, or age. Kansas has been developing its Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics program since 2021 in cooperation with the state's 26 community mental health centers. And the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services applied for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Cooperative Agreements for Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics Planning Grant in December of 2022. Funding for this opportunity was made available through the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which builds upon the $300 million awarded in September of 2022 for new and existing certified community behavioral health clinics to expand access. U.S. Senators from Kansas, Roger Marshall, M.D., and Jerry Moran, joined their colleagues to introduce the Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. Senator Marshall said the legislation would allow the year-round nationwide sale of ethanol blends higher than 10%, ending years of regulatory uncertainty and preventing uneven state regulations. And consumers and retailers deserve the choice of having E15 at the pump year-round. He said this legislation will help maximize American agriculture's role as an energy solution, as well as reduce emissions in the transportation sector. And he will always keep fighting to ensure full market access to E15, which increases our nation's supply of reliable energy and provides additional economic benefits to the domestic fuel supply. Senator Moran said diversifying the energy market, particularly the fuel supply, is beneficial for our country, and allowing E15 and other higher ethanol blends to be sold year-round will provide farmers and ethanol producers with new market opportunities to sell biofuels made from corn and sorghum while providing consumers with more options at the pump. Senator Marshall said this legislation is also co-sponsored by 14 other U.S. senators, and companion legislation has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives by Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Angie Craig of Minnesota. A juvenile died in an accident just before 7 p.m. on Friday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2007 Mazda Touring, driven by a juvenile, was eastbound on U.S. 24 at County Road 24 when the car rear-ended a 1998 Peterbilt semi driven by Randall Lynn Music, 69, of Grant, Nebraska, which was stopped attempting to make a left turn onto County Road 24. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the juvenile, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died from their injuries in the accident, and Music was not injured. The Kansas Highway Patrol has not released any additional information at this time. Kansans at least 55 years of age or older who are looking for employment are reminded that they qualify to participate in the Older Kansans Employment Program provided through the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging. This program is funded by the Kansas Legislature through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Older adults who have been out of the workforce for a while and need assistance updating a resume, managing online applications, and improving their interview skills are perfect for the Older Kansans Employment Program, as it is designed to provide skill assessments, resume preparation, counseling, basic computer and online application training, referrals, and job development and mentoring services. Job seekers will attend an initial appointment with an employment specialist in a one-on-one setting where an assessment of needs and skills will be completed, and after that, the job-seeking process will begin from an updated resume to a successful interview and finally the achievement of landing a job. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can contact the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-7422. In Nebraska news, 30 acres of land just north of the Methodist Grove campground burned on Sunday afternoon. According to Alma Fire Chief Brian Seiler, at 12:35 p.m., Alma Volunteer Fire and Rescue was paged about the fire, which was roughly a quarter of a mile north of the campgrounds. The fire was caused by a controlled burn of a pile of trees from several weeks ago, which rekindled due to weather conditions, and the fire was put out within 30 minutes after nearly 30 acres had burned. Personnel from Alma, Orleans, Republican City, Napanee, Oxford, and Stanford all responded. Chief Seiler said he encourages Nebraskans to be cautious and remember last year's devastating fires as you plan ahead into this year's fire season. U.S. Attorney Stephen Russell said 41-year-old Aaron Lee Gehrig of Alma was sentenced on Friday for possession of stolen firearms. She'll serve 30 months in prison, along with 3 years of supervised release after that, as there's no parole in the federal system. Gehrig pled guilty to the offense on August 13th of 2022. According to court documents, a home in Bertrand was burglarized on April 13th of 2021. The victim of the burglary is related to Gehrig, and 14 firearms were taken in the burglary. Gehrig later told police that another person came to her and said that he wanted to steal firearms. An official said Gehrig told that person about the home in Bertrand and let that person use her minivan. That person later returned, and the 14 stolen firearms were in the back of the minivan, and Gehrig set up the sale of the stolen firearms for $1,500 to two other people. Authorities said law enforcement used a search warrant at the home of the purchasers, where 13 of the 14 stolen firearms were found when that home was searched. The investigation was conducted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Homeland Security, the Kearney Police Department, and the Phelps County Sheriff's Office. A Lincoln man facing federal charges related to drugs stolen from a Nebraska State Patrol evidence room has taken a plea deal. 37-year-old George Weaver Jr. pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute 5 kilograms or more of cocaine and fentanyl, and in exchange for his plea, additional counts of conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute 5 kilograms or more of cocaine, as well as distributing of cocaine and fentanyl mixture resulting in serious bodily injury, will be dismissed at sentencing. Officials said Weaver's girlfriend, 37-year-old Anna Indigma of Lincoln, was a Nebraska State Patrol employee who worked in the evidence unit when the drugs were stolen from the evidence storage facility, and she then allegedly gave them to Weaver to sell. The stolen drugs have been traced to drug deaths and have led prosecutors to drop cases. Last month, Indigma pled guilty to a federal charge of distributing and possessing cocaine and fentanyl. Weaver is scheduled to be sentenced on June 16th, while Nigma is scheduled to be sentenced on May 25th. Both face mandatory minimum prison sentences of 20 years in prison with a maximum of life, and there's no parole in the federal system. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, March 15th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the March 1st, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. And there were 3 building permits presented for approval. On behalf of the Norton Community Garden Coalition, Reva Benin stated that the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathway Grant Coordinator would like to see an amendment made to the lease agreement with the city, reflecting a 3-year extension of the lease, and it was the consensus of the council to have the amendment prepared. Roxanne Kent spoke to the council about putting up fencing to her property, as well as the status of the dilapidated properties in her neighborhood. Council member Ron Briery stated that the next step to proceed on the fencing matter would be to meet with the Planning and Zoning Commission, which meets at 5:30 p.m. on the last Monday of the month. And in regard to the dilapidated properties, Ron said the city is working on it and doing what they can to get the properties cleaned up, but it's a long process. Jason Davis was present to give the council an update on the go-kart track, and he stated that they're still in the process of getting their not-for-profit status. Police Chief Jay Sharp stated that the 2018 Ford Explorer patrol vehicle that has been at the repair shop was diagnosed with most likely needing a new motor, costing around $12,000. Jay said he had discussed it with City Administrator James Maru, and they felt that it would be best to not fix it and get rid of the vehicle. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to sell the 2018 Ford Explorer patrol car, and the motion carried. City Administrator James Maru reported that spring citywide cleanup has tentatively been scheduled for April 24th, 25th, and 26th. However, it won't be official until the county commissioners approve it at their next meeting on Monday. James also reported that they're working on putting in the water line and meter for the community garden, and he said that the contractor has not set an official start date for the East Highway 36 project, but they've scheduled a community pre-construction meeting for 5:30 p.m. on March 23rd at the Norton Public Library. Andrew Black reported the utility committee met with David Sattler from New Age to discuss putting a new fire hydrant in west of their new building addition. The committee settled on the city supplying all the water line and fittings for the project, and then New Age would have a contractor put it in. The city is still waiting on a quote for the supplies. Dennis Gilhausen reported that the Finance Committee met and had further discussion on the McMullen Agreement. Robert Bowman scheduled a Parks Committee meeting for 4:30 p.m. on March 29th, and Ron Briery scheduled a Public Works Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on March 20th. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 6 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:14 p.m. The Kansas Department of Transportation will resume work on a portion of Kansas 383 in Phillips County starting today, March 20th. The construction crews will be completing the final surfacing and shoulder work on the six-mile stretch that was reconstructed in 2022, starting 3 miles east of Long Island and ending at the U.S. 183 junction, and pavement markings and rubble strips will also be installed. During the construction, the traffic will be reduced to one lane and directed through the work zone by flaggers and a pilot car, and delays of up to 15 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be completed by mid-May, conditions permitting. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having peanut butter and honey sandwich, cottage cheese, warm peas, baby carrots, mandarin oranges, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Crispitos, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be enchilada, chips, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be partly sunny with a high near 60 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become east in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 37 and an east wind around 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 61 with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 30. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 63 and windy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 58. And on Sunday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 47. Currently, with fair skies, it is 28 degrees. The humidity is 64%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.84. The dew point is 18 degrees. And the wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIA in Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas State Wildcats are headed to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2018 as they knocked off the Kentucky Wildcats 75-69 on Sunday afternoon. For the Wildcats, it's a big performance from Marquise Noel that got them there with his 27 points and 9 assists. And speaking after the game, head coach Jerome Tang discussed Marquise Noel's confidence that he noticed all the way back when they first met over the summer when Tang took the job.
Keith and I went out to lunch one day, and I just told him, I said, Keith, I'm going to do everything in my power to put a team together that will get him a chance to get to the NCAA tournament. And he told me, he said, Coach, I don't care if we have 5 dudes, right? We're going to the tournament because Kimba Walker won a national championship with, I think it was like 3 freshmen and 2 sophomores, whatever it was. But he knew, right? And I was like, man, with that kind of confidence, it inspired me to work harder and our staff to work harder. And so he always believed it. And he helped me believe.
KIA in Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at QualityStructures.com.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out?
Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the 3rd most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we're seeing some cloud cover drifting into portions of western Kansas. We have a high fire danger threat in effect across much of central and eastern Kansas today. Several opportunities for rain that will continue off and on tonight into tomorrow morning. And again, later on this week, as a cold front moves through on Wednesday, possibly even some scattered showers for the weekend as well. Temperatures are certainly not going to be as cold, warming into the 60s for a good part of the state, with the exception of northwestern Kansas. And again, warmer weather also arriving by Wednesday as well. For northwestern Kansas today, partly cloudy, breezy, with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. In north central Kansas, variable clouds with a high in the mid-60s. In northeastern Kansas, sunny, windy today with a high in the low 60s. Rain arriving after midnight tonight. Southwestern Kansas, cloudy and breezy, with a high in the upper 60s. In south central Kansas, a wind advisory or high near 60, partly sunny in southeastern Kansas with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, feeder and cattle market should have some support today because of what we're seeing in the lower corn trade. Cattle on feed report that came out Friday afternoon within the expectations, so no big surprises as far as the numbers are concerned, and still seeing the trends that we are as far as the size of the herd. But looking at the pork cutouts, beef cutouts, pork cutouts again on Friday, sharply lower. Beef cutouts, even though strong number, though, we're starting to see some general weakness there. Overnight grain trade weaker across the board, but off of the morning's lows. Wheat futures down 10, corn futures old crop down 7 to 8, new crop down 6, soybean futures down 9 on the old crop, down 13 on the new crop. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food,
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise.